Proclamation number 3481 of 15th of May, 1945. Subordinating the will to God. Standing in realization, the human being is able to fully place himself under God's will and therefore also carry out everything he sets out to do. As soon as the human being knows the meaning and purpose of earthly life, of the whole of creation and of God's eternal plan of salvation, he no longer carries his own will within himself but is made God's will his own. Otherwise the full realization would not have been imparted to him. But then he is also powerful, and he can use this strength at any time if he needs it. Thus he will not need to despair in the most difficult situations of life because he can and does have the strength from God at his disposal as soon as he has strong faith. Therefore, if a person feels weak, he is only weak in faith and must first try to strengthen it. The human being should constantly strive to increase his strength of faith, for with strong, unshakable faith he can master the most difficult life circumstances and also matures spiritually. Living in strong faith means an easier earthly life because then the strength from God can work unhindered. The human being must be convinced that God's will expresses itself in him and that there is no limit to his will if the human being does not set these limits himself through weak faith. The human being must bear in mind God's strength and power, to whom no thing is impossible. He must completely subordinate his will to God's will and then open himself to his working with complete faith. Then strength will flow to him unmeasured so that there will no longer be any lack of strength for him. He can do anything he wants, for he only wants what is good, and God truly knows where and when he sets limits. Faith in God's love must always fill the person, which never fails if it is earnestly desired and sincerely requested. God's love is exceedingly great, and everything that has emerged from it remains eternally in his love. Since love is the elemental power which brought everything into being, a withdrawal of this love would also mean a passing away of what God has created. But what is of God, what is his strength as its origin, is everlasting, thus it will never be without God's strength of love. The fact that the human being is not always able to feel this strength is due to himself, to his state of maturity, which can be higher or lower depending on his self-love. Nevertheless, the human being remains in constant contact with divine love. The awareness of this is faith, which is all the deeper and more unshakable the more the human being himself establishes the connection with God and feels his power of love. The human being must try to gain this profound faith. He must regard himself as a product of God's love and recognize God as the most loving Father who only directs everything for the best of his children and is accessible to every heartfelt request in order to prove his love to the child through its fulfillment. Full trust in his greater than great love will also let the earthly child pray sincerely and confidently, and the fulfillment of its request is certain. For God will not let a profound faith be put to shame. God is love who never refuses to acknowledge this love. And to fully submit to divine will allows the human being to be powerful and master over all difficulties in every situation of life. For then divine love itself will take effect in the human being. He cannot and will not carry out anything other than God's will. And he will never ever lack strength. If the human being is weak, he himself is to blame, for the strength from God is constantly at his disposal. He can request it, open himself to its influx and make unlimited use of it. He just has to believe that divine love will always provide him with this strength. Belief in this is absolutely necessary because it is an acknowledgement of God, who is exceedingly loving, wise and omnipotent, and because God has to be acknowledged before his strength can become effective. Amen.